This is Corporate Cafecito, where we discuss career development and entrepreneurial growth strategies. I'm Mario Rodriguez.
Y yo soy Nayeli Suarez-Guez. Go get your cafecito and let's talk about professional growth.
Thanks for joining us. I know that on our previous series episodes, we talked about some leadership myths, and we also talked about the characteristics of a great leader. So today we're going to talk about Nayeli and my journey with great leadership and the characteristics of those leaders that have impacted our life. I'll go back to, it was kindergarten, right? Yeah, it was kindergarten. And my first native language is Spanish. And I'll never forget the nun, Sister Mary. Sister Mary took the time to connect me with the right individual, which was a peer of mine. I was a student, a co-student there as well, of, you know, getting acclimated. Because at home, we spoke Spanish, right? And I started, you know, gravitating. And when you're young, I mean, things stick to you like a magnet, right? So I was able to then pick up English, where it became my second language. And obviously, I'm fluent in both. But the characteristic there was someone that really cared. She saw a need, right? She saw a need, and she had the resources and found or created the resources to enable me to learn the language and to feel confident. So I'll always remember that. And I'm going back years ago on that one. I mean, you're talking about kindergarten. So it's just that really, the characteristic there is just the empathy, right? The empathy of seeing the potential in someone that I'll forever remember. How about you, Nayeli?
There's a TED Talk. And there was this TED Talk about this guy who had... I'm really shortening this, but there was a story about this guy who had met this girl on her first day of college and given her like a candy and made her laugh. And she had not, she was thinking about not enrolling in college or in classes that day until she saw him and he made her laugh. And, you know, 4 years later, she runs up to him and says like, "Hey, I want you to know that that day I was ready to quit. I was ready to walk out and my parents were fine with it. They said they would love me no matter what. And when you came out and you were like giving away these candies for this charity, you made everyone laugh and I felt very comfortable and I felt at home. And I wanted you to know that you have been a very influential person in my life." Mm-hmm. And he talks about how he doesn't remember that. He's like, "I should know this. This changed the trajectory of this person's life. I don't even remember it." In that TED Talk, he says, you know, hey, think about, have you told the people who have been influential in your life that they played such a big role? Mm. I think about my professor in college. He was wonderful. I had him for Latin American studies. He was like, "I'm going to do this class and I want you to be my TA. And I was like, "Okay." It's rare for an undergrad to get a TA position, but he made it happen. And when I was doing the TA work, one of the things I had to do is he told me I had to take the class to different centers within UIC and show them like some of the options that were available. And one of the things that one of the offices I took them to was to the study abroad office. Mm. And it was interesting because when I was there, I was like, "Oh, I want to study abroad," but I had never thought about it for myself, but I wanted them to think about it. And then I was like, you know what? It's not too late for me to go. And I ended up going to Europe to study in Vienna for a semester. And that professor really believed in me and he pushed me. And I think about all the dominoes that fell into place after that, right? I went to Europe. I worked two jobs and I saved up money and took out a ton of student loans to cover that trip, but it was an unforgettable experience.
Yeah.
And then I came back and then I remember I wanted to like get my own apartment. I didn't want to live at home anymore. I had tasted freedom, you know, but I never told him the role he played in my life. And he was such an inspiration and the fact that he believed in me and he gave me like a TA role. And it paid like $500 a semester, but it was awesome because it made me explore and it made me see all the services and also teach this next group because he obviously knew that we weren't using all the services that were available. And I think back to how that shaped the rest of my life.
Yeah, someone took the time. Again, provide a resource, right? Because you just didn't know what you didn't know at that time. But at the core of it is that and I go back to the simplest way for if I look back at the characteristics, if I'm to simplify, is that people really take a vested interest because they see something and you've earned that. People are not going to invest time in you if you don't show the will,
right?
The desire to elevate and propel to new heights and the tenacity, right? So that's it's earned, right? It's earned. So people see that in you, and I don't think that many of us take the time to really see what we've put out there for people to see and take that interest in us to really say, hey, you know what? You're worth the investment.
100%. And, you know, I think about role models, right? And especially in this day and age with the cancel culture and one mistake and you're out. But I think about the positive role models and I think about mm-hmm. Michelle Obama, mm-hmm. right? And how she has set this stage for how to be graceful, how to, you know, how to be funny, how to be, you know, approachable. I see the characteristics of like this woman and I'm just like, great. Like she was on Sesame Street teaching people how to garden. She is next to the, you know, was when he was president, was next to the president, you know, when he was leading through chaos or going through difficult times. She was raising her daughters and like did all these initiatives and she did it in a way that felt so personable and she felt approachable. And I was like, I would like watch her. I would watch her speeches. I would do all that because she inspired me. And I was like, this is a great role model for us to have. You know, now I think about like what other role models shaped me. And I think about, you know, both men and women. I think about like my high school English teacher and she modeled the behavior of like discipline. And, you know, if you do this, then you get this. And I think about, you know, just that lesson of actions have consequences. And she modeled that for me. And, you know, a lot of times right now we're talking about how we have to model behavior for the next generation and doing that. And I'm very mindful of it with my children too, of like, I want my kids to be able to make decisions. So I make them choose. I give them options or I'll ask them, what are we having for dinner? Look in the fridge. Tell me what we can eat. Like, and you know, I want them to be able to like use their brain and make those decisions, but I'm modeling them because someone modeled that for me.
Right. And it's taking the time, right? I think that we live in this fast culture that we just kind of just, all right, here it is, right? We're just providing and really kind of have to take a step back to really empower those individuals to your point. Because even this conversation, I'm jogging my memory in my 49 years of a lot of influential individuals, right, that have helped me. But then how am I paying it forward? And how am I sending the structure for those to, because our kids, let's talk about our kids, they have so much that they have to compete with, right? Just so much out there right now that as they're growing up and becoming preteens or teenagers, just the social media aspect, right? How do they sort through that out? How do we give them the right structures to succeed, right? To have that winning chance to kind of create something for themselves that they want and they're fulfilled. So where I'm going with this is that we really want to also make sure that we take the time to reflect and instill what we've actually, because we're always climbing and climbing. It's like, well, that's, you know, show them the pathway, right?
Right. Yeah.
Show them the pathway how to do that.
A role model is someone who models what to do. And I, you know, when we are in the corporate setting or when you're in the office or as an entrepreneur, like when I'm sitting with other entrepreneurs, like we talk about, you know, what we need and like what behavior, and there's something I take from everyone. And so, you know, there is this, this gentleman, Kevin, and he has such a calming quality. And I was like, wow, he like, whenever he comes into a room, he brings like peace, but his voice is very, you know, very, and he's very kind. And I'm like, that is someone that like, I would say, you know, I love his personality, how he shows up, et cetera. There's someone else who's very detailed. There's, you know, this other gentleman, Mark, who's very to the fact and to the point. And, you know, and so it's when you have role models, right? Like I think about also my mom who modeled like how to be a mom. And I learned how to be doting through her. So we have all these people. And when we need something, we call upon like what we remember from others. We take the unique characteristics that make them them. And it's almost like we invoke that superpower, right? Like I need the, like, I'm always like, what would my mom do? Like, you know, right. What would my mom do in this situation? And then we do that. Because when you are doing that, you are actually going through like a role model Rolodex. And a Rolodex is where we used to keep people's phone numbers. You're going through this like mental Rolodex of like, I'm in this situation. And we look to people who have done it before and have modeled that behavior so that we could call upon it and use it and take that skill set and apply it at that time, which is why it's so important that we continue to build our skill sets, because we are, people may be looking at us and we may be shaping them.
We're going to refresh our cafecito. While we do that, visit our website, corpcafecito.com, for more information on how to contact Mario or me.
Say it this way, but we're always on stage, right? We're always on stage in the fact that people are looking to you on how you interact, you know, for those that are married, with your spouse, right? How you interact with your children, how you interact, you know, especially as being a father to a daughter. I'm really setting the stage for that individual that's going to, you know, that gentleman that's going to marry my daughter when the time comes, right? And my wife says, you're setting the bar because of just who I'm being, how I'm focused on, you know, the things that need to get done. Alongside with my wife, because I'm not tooting my horn, we do it together, but from the male perspective, right? And so it's funny because, you know, I do the laundry. I have no problem doing the laundry at home. And so my daughter tells my wife that, you know, the man she's going to marry has to clean her clothes like dad does,
yeah,
right? But in just the way we're being on a daily basis, right? Whether we're just like, well, I'm doing this because she needs to see it. No, it's just our way of being, that, especially kids. Kids see everything. They mimic everything. And so do others. Others are seeing like, wow, you know what? That individual excels in this and does well. And there's qualities, right? That there's shared qualities that you can take, right? And implement as well. Because we're all developing. We continue to develop. Even, you know, I mean, we never finish developing.
It's, you know, I talked about when I went to study abroad in Europe. Since then, I've had like 5 cousins go. And I just had one of my cousins a couple months ago. She just became a mom and she said, you know what? If you had never gone, I would have never gone. And you kind of gave us permission to go. Mm. Because by you doing it, you set the stage that it could be done. And so a lot of times things can be really hard at work and we need to like push ourselves, right? Because we have people who need to see us do these things so that they know they could do hard things too. You know, I think back to when I was leading a national sales team, like I was the only woman leading a team. There's one other guy who was Latino. I just remember being like, okay, like I got to figure this out and I can't fail because I need other people to know that they can do this. And if I get this position, I want to make sure that next time there's 2 women and then, you know, 3 women and that, there's more because they now see it as achievable. It can be done because someone else has done it. And it's really important. And I think we're in such a good spot right now. And I'm not saying we're done, but we're in such a good spot right now for representation. Mm-hmm. Like I love seeing, even just like, you know, I partnered with Latinas in Tech for an event. And just to see like the, you know, the senior engineer of Spot Hero is a Latina. You know, these people have like amazing jobs and I'm like, wow, like it's so cool that we now have these role models in place that, you know, like before we had role models and, you know, they were, but now there are role models. They're people who look and sound like us and have the same shared culture and the same experience. And that to me, like it gets me choked up.
Yeah. And as leaders, we just always have to extend a hand up. Right. Make sure that we expose. And I think that I mean, again, we go back to the mission of this podcast is to really expose everyone out there to those that have gone before us. Right. share their strategies as well, that it is possible. And we want you to put your own spin on it, right? Your own spin on it, because it's the uniqueness that you have. We don't want to emulate someone. We just want to share the qualities. It's like reading a book. I mean, I'm a big fan of John Maxwell. There's a lot of proven strategies that he has, but they're just strategies, right? You apply them to how you feel best to your life, and you start excelling in certain areas as well. So same thing as the Bible, right? You read the Bible and you take some principles there that you apply, and it's like anything that you read as well. But then it's what makes you unique. How is it going to better you? And how are you going to, in that betterment, impact others as well around you? So it's important, because you're an inspiration. You were an inspiration to your cousins in regarding to say, hey, it's safe, it's possible, and
yeah,
let me do
it.
Something, my, you know, write my own chapter in this, write my own journey.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. And it's funny, because I also, I lived with my husband before we got married. And she's like, and you lived with your boyfriend? And I'm just like, oh, man, I'm like, am I the, you know, changing the but you know what? It needs to be changed sometimes. I don't think we have to follow a certain, you know, not, your life doesn't have to be linear.
No, everyone has their own journey, right? Everyone has their own journey and their own story to create.
And when you think about, like, what a role model is, in essence, it's a person looked to by others as an example to be. Mm. And if you're in that position where you are a role model, and by the way, it's everybody. You don't know it. Like, you know, Mario, like you said, like, we're on the stage all the time. Like, people know and see your actions. I want to say two things. One is that role models can stumble.
We're
and,
not perfect,
you know,
yeah.
I always say good people have bad days. Yeah. And I always say, like, if you see me on, like, my worst day, where I'm just, like, taking my kids to soccer and I have 15 minutes to figure out dinner before I have to go put gas in the tank and then go get the first one before I go get the second one from soccer and whatever, like, if you catch me at that time, I'm not going to be able to talk. I'm not going to be able to do much. I'll just, like, wave or something, and I don't want, you know, so that may be a moment where I don't have time to be the person that I know I can be in a conversation.
Yeah, and that's just the seasonalities of life, right? So that's just that empathy. Not everyone's perfect. I'll never forget that Salma Hayek, she did an interview years ago, that people think that she walks around looks like that when she's at the red carpet. It's like, no, you know, I prepare for this. I work out for this. I change my diet for these events. But when I'm not at these events, I like to eat, right? I like to enjoy life, right? So again, I forget the saying, how this goes, that no one's ever interested in their journey. They're just interested in when they've reached the zenith.
Yeah.
It took work to get there. There's always some work behind the scenes that happens to what you see as the end product there. But no one wants to deal with, oh, it takes work. No. How do I look like that?
Yeah, I want to do that.
Yeah. It's like, well, there's a lot behind it, right? A lot of work that's behind it.
Yeah. And, you know, it's really interesting you say that, because so I was coaching someone and I said, well, what kind of job do you want? Like, what career do you want to follow? And he said, well, I really want to be a manager and manage a team. And I was like, why?
Do you want the headaches?
Yeah. Like, what do you, like, what, like, that's not, to me, that felt so weird. Talk to me about why. And then he's like, well, you know, I like leading. And I'm like, okay, so walk me through everything. And I'm just like, okay, but in order to lead people, you have to know how to do something well. So what do you do well so that we know who you can lead? And, you know, maybe this is a good example of humility to say, maybe you need to go learn before you can lead.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that took a little bit of time to process, like, what he was looking for. Because it looks easy to be a boss. You know, one time I had someone worked for me, and she was so smart, brilliant. She was one of the directors on my team. And I would, you know, I told her one day, I'm like, hey, I'm going to be on vacation. I need you to sit in on this meeting. Just do your best and don't worry. And whatever happens in that meeting happens, but be prepared. And here's what I've prepared for that meeting so that you could use it and whatever. And she came out, like, I came back from vacation, and she said, I never knew how much you protected us. She said, that meeting was awful. I'm like, yeah, they destroy us every time we go into that meeting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I never wanted you to see it, but you're in a position now where you need to see that, because you're going to be in that room next. and you're going to be leading these conversations, and you need to know like what good looks like and what bad looks like so that you're prepared when it happens. It's not your first time.
Yeah, that's some great leadership there on that piece. And really just preparing the individuals of what can be for them. Because then now she now sees herself, there's an opportunity that she probably didn't see before, right? And it's okay. For those that are listening, get out of your comfort zone. Ask. It's like, hey, how does that look like? Because there are those meetings, you know, in corporate America that they'll break everything apart to make sure you have a solid proof plan. So there's a reason behind that, right? Yes. Many people think like, oh, they have it out for me. Like, no, they just want to make sure that you have a solid plan. Because at the end of the day, we all want we all want people to succeed, right? And especially organizations, they want to profit. So that's the word profit. I like the word succeed on that, but that's the reason behind it. So you always got to question like, why did that happen?
Right? Absolutely. So, well, I would just say in conclusion, think about who your role models are. Think about who views you as a role model and maybe reach out to both and check in on people.
And the golden rule, treat others as you want to be treated. Or even the platinum rule, if you like to apply that, ask how others want to be treated as well and have that relationship side to it, that human side, right? That goes far because that's, I think Maya Angelou said, people never, I think it's her.
Yeah, it is her.
You know where I'm going with this one, right?
They don't remember what you said, but they'll remember how you made them
exactly.
feel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to this episode. I'm Mario Rodriguez.
Y yo soy Nayeli Suarez Gas, y aquí los esperamos a la próxima. Corporate Cafecito was produced in beautiful downtown Oak Park at Boulevard Studio. Audio engineer and editor is Mike Mitchell.
We're available on every podcast platform.